There are two important things at this stage which need to be mentioned. The claim to truth that is made in regard to any scripture rests upon the psychology of revelation. In fact, every scripture is named as a revelation. What Moses got in Ten Commandments were supposed to be revelations. What Christ has said is supposed to be a revelation. The Veda is called Shruti, a revelation, that which is heard. Upanishads are supposed to be revelations. It is on the basis of the psychology of revelation that it is said that anything that is revealed is necessarily true. This is as distinguished from thinking. Anything that you think is subject to error. It may be true, but it is also possible that it is erroneous. But what is revealed is supposed to be true. This is the psychology, and this is a claim. Now the problem is, for us who are all seekers, we are told that what is given in the Bible is a revelation. What is given by Moses is a revelation. What is given in Quran is a revelation. What is given the Veda is a revelation. And yet they don't say the same thing. This is a fact. So sometimes we are told, it is true they don't use the same words, but basically what they all say is the same thing. But factually, we don't find it to be so. It is true that there are certain things which are factually so. But we can't say that everything that is said in every other scripture. The same revelation of the different words. It is not the case. Therefore, we must have a correct knowledge of the psychology of revelation. In the very first second line of this book, Sri Aurobindo speaks of revelations and half-revelations. In the very second line, Sri Aurobindo speaks of revelations and half-revelations. So that means that there can be revelation, there can be half-revelation, there can be greater revelation. And that is the real truth of the psychology of revelation. Instead of quarreling that my revelation is true, and then claiming that another revelation is false, the best thing is to say that all revelations are true. Even if they differ, the truth expresses itself in many ways. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. The same reality which is expressed by different sages differently. Or else, the truth that is revealed here is not necessarily a complete truth which is revealed. There are many aspects of the truth. The truth is infinite. That's why the Indian tradition speaks of anantaha vedaha. The revelations are infinite. In no particular revelation will catch the whole. The whole idea that one revelation or a body of revelations will catch the whole thing itself is an erroneous idea when you examine the fact of revelations. The data of revelations will tell us that there are many revelations and each revelation has its own place and there is a truth in it which perhaps is not elsewhere. But there are truths elsewhere which are not here. Therefore, the right attitude is to see that even if you claim that revelation gives you the truth, we have to accept the fact that revelations are of many kinds. There are many revelations. And each revelation may contain a truth, but not the whole of the truth. And that no particular revelation can catch the whole of the truth. This is the first thing to be noted. The second thing is, how the revelation is expounded, is expressed. Now, this is a very difficult subject. How is a revelation expressed? Even if you have a revelation, is it expressed in a specific language, with specific words? Is revelation merely a kind of a general enlightenment, which afterwards is expressed by you in your own language, in the language of the vehicle through which the revelation is expressed? Now here also we find there are varieties of experiences. Sometimes the revelation is given in a specific language. Exact words are given. You really see the revelation before your eyes. As you can see this page, similarly when your eyes are opened, inner eyes are opened, you can sometimes can see exactly as you see the book written before you. Now some people might reject this claim altogether, saying it's all bunkum. But such experiences exist. And there are records of people who have no reason to tell lies. In fact, such are the things which they have seen and they have worked. Sometimes it is explained in words. You hear, not you don't see, but you really hear the words, exact words you hear. That's why it is called Shruti. It is heard. That also happens. Revelation is done by hearing. And again, these things are actually actively pursued and they have produced results. I'll give you one small example in my personal experience. I was once assigned in 1980 a task. I don't give the details of this because they are not very important. But I was given a task in the month of November 1980, which I was supposed to accomplish within a day or two through the High Court of Calcutta. Now this task had to be completed because the Parliament of India was opening its session, winter session, on the 17th of November in that year. Just as in this year, on 19th of November is opening. In that year it was opening on the 17th of November. Mm-hmm. And this task was connected with the promulgation of an ordinance. A very important ordinance had to be promulgated by the Government of India. And no ordinance can be passed when the Parliament opens. When the Parliament is in session, no ordinance can be passed. And the government's idea was that this should be passed through an ordinance so that before the Parliament discusses it, it is already fait accompli. It was a very important decision to be implemented. So the dating was very important. Now, on the 5th of November, we were about to issue the ordinance. I was one of the principal persons in charge of this ordinance. It had to be promulgated on the 5th of November. just at the time when the president was about to sign, I was in the room of the president, next to his room, and he was about to sign, when the law secretary of the government of India rang him up and said, "Sir, please do not sign the ordinance."